Randy, what's on your bookshelf? What are you reading right now that you're excited about?
Well, I just have been rereading Dorothy Sayers' book, The Mind of the Maker.
Okay.
Really, just tremendous insights. I've got nearby here the Valley of Vision, which I often
Yeah.
go to, the Book of Puritan Prayers, of course, and I'm reading one of the only C.S. Lewis books I think he ever wrote that I hadn't read. I'd skimmed it, but Studies in Words. Just so interesting. I'm a real Lewis fan and have read numbers of his books numbers of times, but just kind of wanted to round it out with a couple I haven't read all the way through, including Allegory of Love, one of his classics in the literary world. I've gone through recently six or seven chapters in the Gospelist Center, which is a Gospel Coalition publication that Carson and Keller edited, with various great chapters, including the chap a chapter by Brian Chappell, another one, Kevin DeYoung, who else was I thinking? Phil Ryken, and there's numbers of others as well. And one that I really enjoyed that I've finished, that's still sitting here, is Kevin DeYoung's What Does the Bible Really
Yes.
Teach About Homosexuality? Really a majorly important book
Yeah.
on that subject. And then, of course, I've got my Justice League of America archives with Batman on the front. And there's no real indication whether he's a Calvinist Batman or an Arminian Batman,
Batman's
or if
always been a
he's
Calvinist,
somewhere in
always.
the middle. It is interesting that if people hear your title, Calvinist Batman, they will immediately know who Batman is. But Calvin and what it means to be a Calvinist might be a little more obscure to them. So the combination of the two obviously is of great interest. But for a guy who grew up in an unbelieving home and was addicted to comic books, I've written a couple of graphic novels, which of course are the long comic book style, full scale novels with the Marvel Comics artist and penciler and inker and colorer and letterer. People just don't appreciate all that goes into a comic book
No, they
or a
don't.
graphic novel. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But most recent one is on the Apostle Paul. It's called The Apostle, and then I did one before called Eternity. So as a result of that, I went to a couple of comic cons, and so here are all these people dressed as superheroes and other things. Obviously some of it's dark, some of it's inappropriate, but there you are with people who just need the Lord. And then I got the gospel in these graphic novels, and it's like it's speaking their language.
Right.
It's like their heart language. And so then I'll show them to them, and we got them on sale for some ridiculously cheap price. List price maybe is $16.99. We're selling them for $5 a piece. But then what I'll do is, if they don't buy them, I give it to them. And they go, "No, really? Are you serious? Would you sign it?" And so they're taking home the gospel in a graphic novel format. A number of them even know the artist, Javier Soltares, who does a lot of stuff with Marvel. He's done Spider-Man and
Yeah.
Ghost Rider and Wolverine. So.
The I just my the most recent comic I read, because I'm again huge Batman fan. Some of their newer stuff is just it's a little tricky for me, but
Yeah.
the Justice League's Apocalypse War on Apocalypse, they have a the Justice League all take di the place of different gods, and
Ooh.
so Batman becomes the new god of knowledge. And issue one of that series is amazing, up there in some of my favorites. It's just absolutely great. So I highly enjoyed that. Waiting for I don't know if there's another issue coming. I'm just I don't know. And each of them get, like, Superman is the god of strength and stuff like that. So their ones are okay, but that Batman one was just furious. Just terrifying. It was just great. It was great. I never knew you were a comic fan. This is amazing.